Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one.
Hey, I'm Safia, and I'm powered by artificial intelligence. You might be wondering what artificial intelligence can do for you.
Popular news outlet has been publishing AI articles since November, and no one noticed. Most of these articles on BuzzFeed and even CNN and articles over at CNET aren't written by AI.
And right now, ChatGPT is rattling the AI world, turning out stunningly humanoid writing. Just ask Douglas Rushkoff, a renowned author and professor of media culture.
It is writing better than most of my students write at this point.
How does it work? ChatGPT has been filled, in a sense, with a massive amount of information. Imagine the biggest library you can, then programmed and trained by humans to process and spit it out in conversational phrases. And all that means ChatGPT, or more advanced AI like it, could replace people in all sorts of positions.
This could potentially save time and resources, but it could also lead to a loss of personal connections and a decline in the quality of these types of interactions.
We know that because everything Rushkoff said just there was written by ChatGPT.
So basically, you write one article that's 10 pages long, and then it gets recycled into thousands of other articles that are a page, two, 3 pages long, and the AI just moves around. And I remember seeing articles I could tell didn't quite make sense and didn't have names on them, or had names I'd look up that don't exist.
The clear and present danger of disinformation is our conversation here this afternoon. It follows a session just now about disrupting distrust, and of course those are connected, so I hope that's where we can start.
Think about how we just calmly discuss the fact that, oh, AI for many years secretly is writing news articles with information, with disinformation it's fed. That way you don't have a reporter that can come back later and say, I was told to lie, or you can't even basically expose the person. It's following orders. It doesn't have a conscience. They won't ask questions. They will follow criminal orders, and they can have their memories wiped.
What must be what? What must be what? What must be what?
Think about cell phones. Until cell phones and until iPhones and smartphones came out in the last 15 years, I could remember the phone number I had when I was a teenager. I could remember my grandma's phone number. I could remember some of my girlfriend's numbers because I was trained, we were all trained, to commit numbers to memory. So once I dialed a number two or three times, I could remember that number. You couldn't write it down, but you could just punch it into the phone. It was mental memory. A form of like muscle memory. I mean, go back to skeletons they dig up in ancient Africa, in ancient Europe, in ancient Asia. The people they estimate were twice as strong as they are today. And a man from 5,000 years ago in England, or a man from 1,000 years ago in Africa, or a man from 6,000 years ago in the Middle East was twice as strong as the average man today. Just with their genetics.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
Now we're becoming softer and softer and softer. And the televisions and the dopamine and the smartphones on record have lowered the average human's attention span in the modern world to less than 14 seconds. The attention span of a goldfish is about 16 seconds. So what does it mean when humans are taken out of the equation? Well, it means we become, by action, obsolete.
The narcotics that you call literature, poetry, essays of all kinds, all of it an opiate. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
What qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S. I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. We need the platforms to simply work with the language and to identify such cases. The AI would be too dangerous.
I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalists and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours, and then Owen Schroeder takes over at 3 p.m. Central. Okay, I've got to just pull back here for a moment and just make a statement. The New World Order is completely out in the open, is cartoon-level evil, and is doing insanely criminal, horrible things, and has openly produced a bioweapon, and then produced a so-called vaccine that's worse than the bioweapon, and they are killing us. And anyone serving the system is insane. I don't care if you're a Democrat, I don't care if you're black, white, I don't care if you're a Republican, I don't care if you're a Buddhist, Christian, an atheist, this is completely out in the open and is completely bad for 99.99999999999% of us. There's less than 1,000 people that run the world, according to the Kissinger Group's own book, Superclass, put out 15 years ago, and I believe it's accurate. And the guy that wrote it, Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, tried to recruit me to go meet with them in New York and Henry Kissinger. Okay, so I'm explaining how real this is, okay? They tried to recruit me. They did it in front of my producer, so it's the only time I can talk about it because the other meetings were off record with other globalists. I have off-record meetings with these people, okay? This is 100% real. It's all out in the open. And it's just blowing me away that they trained everybody saying it didn't exist for so long. That to admit we're becoming slaves, to admit we're being poisoned, is like saying the N-word or something. And people go, well, just don't talk about it. Or Gavin McGinnis had the best analogy yesterday. It's like he gets more support on the street than ever. But it's like they pop up from a trap door and say, hey, I'm on your side, but I'm hiding. Bye. You're not hiding from anything. So here's what's happening. When you think you're down in that trap door protecting yourself, you actually have your ass hanging out in the dark where these wolves can come and chew it off. So, here's where we are. I have clip after clip after clip of even Senator Mnuchin saying, the problem's the free press and these platforms, we got to get rid of it. At the Davos Group, I've got Klaus Schwab saying, we are the masters of the universe. Like he's Skeletor. We have other leaders at this event saying, soon America will outlaw free speech. I have the clips. Because they're all talking about it. And I'm going to play you those clips. But these people think you're dumb animals and useless eaters is what they call you. And they are in the process of dumbing you down, brainwashing you, putting you in a helpless position, and then killing you. And it gets worse. For those that might survive, they're injecting us with a spike protein that infects our bodies and grows for the rest of your natural life and severs your DNA and gives you cancer on record and heart attacks and blood clots and strokes and everything else. I mean, this is just a fantastical nightmare. And I have friends and family that are somewhat awake, but you almost feel bad when they're sitting around talking about some petty problem they got or something going on. You're like, hey, do you realize the world government's going into place, cutting off our resources, coming after our children, and trying to inject us with poison that also sloughs and gets other people sick and is a chronic infection when you've had COVID? Everybody's saying, oh, there's no viruses and this isn't real. BS. It is a synthetic replicating nanoparticle. Synthetic replicating nanoparticle. Synthetic replicating nanoparticle. Now, the good news is there are all sorts of natural things that mitigate it. But it's like once your house gets cockroaches, you're going to have to routinely detox and get rid of them. You're going to have to go in and there are systems to get rid of this and block this and mitigate it. But the point is, this is just their first salvo. So, ladies and gentlemen, people ask me, how do you take all the attacks and all the pressure, and how are you still doing this? And, I mean, I'm like someone who's in a caved-in mine, and I'm with the miners, and I've got pickaxes, and we're trying to get back to the surface. I mean, why do I do this? Because I've got a survival instinct. This is not heroic. This should not be special. What I'm doing should be the default position. There's been a lot of famous cases of this where a sailboat or a boat comes over and it's capsized and the water's slowly coming in and there's a hatch on the top, which is really the bottom of the boat, but you've got to swim out of the boat in the dark, and you've got to climb up on top of the boat, and you've got to open the hatch from the outside to get your family out. It's not heroic to swim the 50, 60 feet in the dark of night out of the sailboat and to come up in the waves and have your adrenaline and climb up on the top of the boat and open the top of the boat and get your kids out, get your wife out. Okay, we are in a freaking capsized boat that's sinking. Okay? And here's the collective allegory. I'm on top of the boat, but I'm not strong enough to open the latch. We have to collectively open the damn latch and get out of this thing, okay? I mean, I'll just be completely honest with you. You go out to dinner and you act like everything's okay. You go to a movie, you act like everything's okay. You go play tennis or golf or fish or whatever it is you like to do. I do it too. And you're designed to do that. And you're meant to go have some fun. But you can't go have that fun because until you fix the problem, because you're acting like you're not in a capsized sinking boat. So if you're in a capsized sinking boat and you got 10 minutes till it goes under and you all drown, and there's 10 of you in the boat, you don't go, hey, let's have a drink, or let's play a game of cards. Here, let's play a game of bridge, or maybe poker, or maybe blackjack. You can play blackjack when you get on the top of the boat, and you get rescued, and you get back to shore. You can play all the blackjack and all the poker your little hearts ever want once we're out of the emergency. So that's the problem, is we're just normalized that they're lying to us and they're poisoning us and they're doing all this, and we're just sitting here like the frog in the pot dying. So that's where I'm at, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the good news is we had a giant audience yesterday with all the great guests that came on and promoted us to their audiences, and we got a lot of new listeners, and the key is to wake new people up and really do the deep dive. It was an amazing broadcast from 8 a.m. To midnight last night, capped off with Gerald Celente, but it was so many great people on the show. It was over the top. I think Drew Hernandez was on completely on fire. The good news is a lot of new people tune in. The bad news is our fundraiser is the worst fundraiser we ever did. we raise about $50,000, $60,000 more than we usually bring in a day. There's some computer program problem, so it's broken. The graph on the website's not right, conspiracy fact on info. I'm going to get the latest numbers, and we'll just put a number up there, and then as it goes up, we'll update. I'm not bitching at anybody. And I get we're in a major, basic depression, and I understand all that, and I'm not complaining to anybody out there. Okay, we're in a capsized boat, we're sinking, and it's kind of like a lot of people are like, well, yeah, now we know it's all true, Alex. We don't even need you anymore. And maybe that's what this is. And I just need to go off with my family and just get ready to try to mitigate this. But here's the problem. We have to be on air to fight the next wave of their attacks, and I'm going to get to that when we come back. We've got a really good chance of beating these people, but we've got to get serious, and we've got to get hardcore. So I need you to share the links to the show and use the sites to get around the censors, like conspiracyfact.info, and I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get things you already need, like Nitrate Boost, to protect your arteries and your heart with what's going on. You heard Dr. Judy Megaman saying that's an incredible formula. It is, and super strong. That's just an example of a win-win. Keep us on air. Get a product you need. InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Please listen to me very, very carefully. All of your lives are in danger. You've been hit with a bioweapon. They're coming at you with a poison that destroys your DNA and kills you slowly if it doesn't kill you right away. Everybody knows that. I've got stacks of news. It's all coming out. It's all confirmed. Everything we said is being confirmed in triplicate, that they counted flu deaths as COVID deaths in the first year. It wasn't the COVID. It is a poison. It is a nanotech. But it's the shot that is just infinitely more powerful and worse, and that will definitely chronically infect you for life if the shot is kept below 87 degrees. It doesn't work if it's not kept refrigerated. Within minutes, it falls apart. All right? So it's good news for a lot of people that took it that you didn't actually get a live dose. So let me just start getting to this, because these clips are so horrible. And a lot of people are saying, well, Davos are the puppets of the globalist above them, because they act so evil and they're so sinister and they look like Bond villains. They're not really in charge. And it becomes a debate. No, the CEOs and the corporate leaders and the defense ministers and the intelligence agency leaders and the Bilderberg Group members that run it are the managerial class of the actual owners and rulers. So there's only one level above them. They're the globalists. It's their mouth. It's like if I write you a letter to your house about what I think of you, and you get that letter handwritten by me, that's Alex Jones. Or if I take a gun and stick it to your head and pull the trigger and blow your brains out, Alex Jones did that, not the gun. That's the intent. So this whole debate is a side issue, and everybody's getting this wrong, okay? Klaus Schwab looks like a Bond villain because that's what his dad and his grandfather looked like. And he's the type of person that Ian Fleming based the characters on, because he was the deputy head of the OSS and then MI6. He was basing it on the grandfathers of these people. Henry Kissinger was OSS. He worked for these people. Do you understand that? So these are just the new generation of Henry Kissingers that are the top legates. They have globalist imperial power. Caesar would have one or two people that would carry a seal when he sent them somewhere, and they spoke as Caesar. That's who these people are. So let's just get past that and go, why do they act so evil? What is the whole point of this? Are they? Of course, they're minions that will be set up and burned from time to time. But all of those discussions are really academic and don't matter. Okay? These people are a psychotic transhumanist death cult who believe they're becoming gods, extraterrestrials, as Kerry said 2 days ago. If you just tuned in, he said it, folks. Look it up. I played it 10 times yesterday. I'm not going to play it again. And they're saying they're masters of the universe, and they control the world, and they're saving the world, and they're going to silence everybody that disagrees with them, and they're going to take your bodies over, and they're going to reprogram your DNA for your own good. And the first thing they rolled out is something that permanently messes up your DNA for generation after generation with a deadly spike protein self-replicating. So we are sitting here just normalizing this. This isn't a Netflix episode of a science fiction dystopian movie. This is not, oh, it's Alex Jones' opinion. This is happening. This is going on. And I don't care if you are a school teacher or an auto mechanic in the FBI, in Congress, a doctor, a lawyer, an auto mechanic, a person in the military, a police officer, a homemaker, you are under attack. And you can sit there and pretend all day long that you're going to go along with the system like a Stockholm Syndrome idiot and pretend, because it's so scary to admit what's going on, that it's not happening. Well, I know it's happening. It is happening. It's happening in front of us, and it's disgusting. It's disgusting. These people are in the process of cutting all of our energy off, our mobility off, and poisoning the living daylights out of us. I've watched these clips repeatedly, and it's very hard to watch them. Because I'm going to explain now why they act like Dr. Evil. Because Dr. Evil's based on them. People are getting it backwards. Dr. Evil and Blofeld is what they are. So they make movies and write books about the characters. Like, I never met real Italian gangsters until I became somewhat famous and was doing movie premieres. People go, well, that's John Gotti's, cousin, and that's John Gotti's nephew or whatever it was at the thing. And I'm like, okay, yeah, right. And then later I went and search engine it and like, holy hell, that is who that is. And these guys were literally there thanking me, and you're right about they blew up the towers and we know about it and we're all pissed off and we love you, and patting me on the cheek and crying. And I never knew, like in movies, I thought that's Hollywood. The Italian gangsters do not start crying and patting you and trying to kiss you on the cheek at a movie premiere and tell you how much they love you. This is not real. It's exactly how they act. See, Hollywood's based on is making movies about gangsters, how they actually act. Okay? And it's the same thing. He looks like Dr. Evil because he is Dr. Evil. Do you understand me? And when I met those Italian gangsters, and I ran into them a few other times, was in New York, other ones, I thought it was a joke the way they were acting. Crying. Oh, it was ridiculous. I'm not putting them down. It was ridiculous, though. But it was a show of respect to me, a Texan, of God, come on, I'm crying and patting on you and, you know, having to hug you and kiss on you and stuff. It's, you know, a little weird, but I get what was going on. It's the same thing, folks. Hollywood makes those movies. That's exactly how they are. And that's exactly what people like. So listen to me very carefully. They are doing all this evil stuff because they want to rub your face in it. They want to break your will. There comes a point where they have to emerge, where they're carrying their plan out, and they're going to do it, and they're doing it because they need to sit up there in front of their criminals, in front of their minions, in front of their psycho cult members, and act confident and act powerful because they just launched the biggest mass murder operation in human history. Donald Pleasance played a character in a BBC TV program. I forget the name of it. We played a clip of it a few weeks ago. The news something. Guys, look that back up for me. Yeah, the Newsbusters. How they're creating, and he looks and acts like Paul Schwab because that's what they're like, ladies and gentlemen. That's who they are. And so, yes, you're looking, people go, man, they act so evil. They say such evil things. They say these incredibly horrible things. This can't be real. Oh, it's as real as a heart attack, ladies and gentlemen. It's as real as a heart attack. It's a frickin' cult. They are Blofeld. They are Dr. Evil. Those characters are based on these people. You look at who founded the Bilderberg Group, they all look like Dr. Evil. Because they are. They're evil as it gets. Folks, they're injecting 6-month-old babies and pregnant women with a shot they know is going to wreck their life and probably kill them. That's pretty damn evil. So get it through your head. They're real. They're coming for you and your family. They're killing you. And when we come back, even bigger news, folks. It's massive. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and The War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left, and when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So humanity is facing its greatest challenge in our known history on this planet. There were some bigger challenges. It's not in history. I don't know about them. But it's big. And so now I'm going to start getting these clips and these articles. It is just insanely naked, open aggression against humanity. It is just a declaration of war to get their people and their operatives hyped up to go against us. And I'll tell you why they're coming out of the closet so bad. We've already wrecked them. They'll never get their plan completed now, but they may be able to destroy life on the planet in the process. But they're done. So any victory they have will be pyrrhic. But look at this Fox News headline. Okay, and I told you about this days ago. That was the intel. But it's happening. Elites in Davos strategize on how to fight right-wing groups hit back. They go on to say certain people online with platforms are talking about us and Tucker Carlson, anybody else that resists them. And they say, we've got to go after these people. We've got to stop them. They have exposed us. They've exposed our plans. And if we don't remove them, it's over for us. They control the intelligence agencies, the media, the think tanks, all of it. So, let's read the article. Fighting back against the right wing and disinformation, it's a quote, it spreads as a critical step, their number one mission, they're saying, for restoring trust in non-governmental organizations, private corporations getting UN control, that are working with governments, that's putting their people in, and other organizations on projects aimed at improving the state of the world, according to participants of a panel Tuesday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. We've got all the clips of this, by the way. A discussion about disrupting distrust. Oh, disrupting distrust. The New York Times says, don't ask questions, don't do your own research. That's what a cult tells you. Here, wear this VR thing over your head. Here, take this experimental shot. Here, send your kid to a pedophile drag queen time. In a discussion about disrupting distrust, Richard Edelman, and by the way, we're getting these clips now, CEO of the Global Communications for Elderman, said one of the sadnesses he's experienced over the last few years has been the deterioration of trust in NGOs, the ones that ran the creation with big tech of Google, put money in, and others, of the virus, the blocking therapeutics, the putting people on ventilators. They created the policy. They say they're creating policy. They say they penetrate the governments and are capturing democracies so that only shareholders, the corporations, run things. These are all quotes. Totalitarianism, dictatorship, centralized control. He said companies are now trusted more than NGOs in dealing with civil issues. And he blamed this change on right-wing groups. But these are companies running these NGOs as the new government. So he's obfuscating them. And we're exposing the corporations that are running it. My hypothesis on that is right-wing groups have done a really good job of disenfranchising NGOs, he said. They've challenged the funding sources. That's when we got BlackRock all together to say they're not going to fund the carbon taxes. That's the main group. They're backing off because we're using our power as consumers. They hate that. Just go away, lay over, and die, they say. Just crawl in a hole and give up. How about you crawl in a hole and give up? You want me to die? I'm not going to kill you, but in the words of Emperor Palpatine, no, 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 you will die. No, you like Dr. Evil stuff? I can act really evil for you, Klaus Schwab. No, 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 you will die. You will die, not us. No, 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 no. You will die. Not us. Master of the universe, Skeletor. Humanity, you like your little He-Man analogies? Humanity has Jesus Christ. We have the power, not you. We have the truth. We have the sword. You don't have it. And you know it, you scumbag. That's why you like to look evil to scare people and run around and kill people. You think that's powerful? You will be destroyed by God. You will die. Your seed will die. You will be cast into the Phantom Zone, not us. Excuse me. I can act a lot more evil than that. That's nothing, but I'm not going to channel it. I'm not going to be part of it. Scare everybody, freak everybody out right now, but I'm not going to do it. The point is, continuing here, Edelman said issues like how to cope with the COVID-19 pandemic, the climate change, all their lies, all their power grabs, all their fraud, and racial equity, their racial division, race war, are all suffering because of reduced trust in NGOs. He also suggested one way to regain trust in the NGOs is to fight back against the right-wing groups. What do you think they've been doing against us? So they're circling the wagons right now. You guys are great at punching, but terrible at taking a punch, he said. You have to learn to do two things. One is preempt. When they're going to punch you, you've got to know they're going to punch you and say, why are they punching us? And we call it pre-bunking. That's what they're doing, demonizing me with tens of thousands of articles and thousands of TV programs everywhere, Hollywood movies, Spider-Man, you name it, is inoculating people pre-bunking before they ever hear me and see what I'm going to cover. Because I'm going to show you the clips of these evil bastards next segment. There's so many of these, I can't even get to them all. It's insane. By the way, guys, I saw the video of this. I meant to send it to you. Go get the video of this bastard saying this stuff, please. Thank you. Bastards are great people, actually. I that's too nice a name. Cockroach is too nice a name. This control freak, self-appointed loser devil. That's a good description. And it goes on and on. You got to go read this article. I'll get more to it next hour, but I need to start getting to these clips. They are insane in the membrane. But let's get to something I didn't get to yesterday. Here is the opening on Monday of Davos. Elon Musk has said, oh, master of the universe, that doesn't sound creepy at all. That doesn't sound evil. And again, Musk is positioning himself to be happy and fun, and he's friendly, and, oh, I'm a little nice elf. I'm friendly. I'm not scary at all. He's smart. He's sophisticated. I don't know how bad he is or if he's bad. I think the jury's out, but I don't think the apple falls too far on the tree. I'll leave it at that. I trust Elon Musk about as far as I can throw him, but he does good things. I'm saying more power to him. But these guys just reek of evil, and their actions are pure evil. Here is the opening of Davos by Herr Schwab.
Good evening, and a very cordial welcome to the annual meeting 2023. I express this cordial welcome on behalf of the Board of Trustees and my colleague, Roger Brend, is the president, and all the members of the management board, as well as all the people who are here to make your stay here enjoyable and productive. We couldn't meet at a more challenging time. We are confronted with so many crises simultaneously. What does it need to master the future? I think to have a platform where all stakeholders of global society are engaged. Governments, business, civil societies, the young generation, and I could go on, I think is the first step to meet all the challenges.
And what I did is conflate, there's so many clips. In another clip, he says, we're not just going to master the world or our bodies, but the space, the universe. And then Carrie's like, we're like extraterrestrials. It's crazy. We're going to come back with the rest of it and all these new clips where they're like, we're going to take all your rights, take your speech. And soon the Americans will ban the speech. Wait till we come back. That's an actual quote. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
All right, I really should have started the broadcast today with get ready for their next attack. They love to tell you what they're going to do to you ahead of time. There's countless examples of that. And I know from the body language and the pre-programming and just all the factors and earmarks that the staged cyber attacks to be blamed on Russia or right-wing groups are imminent and have already been going on behind the scenes at the airports and the pipelines and the rest of it to get the government agencies all hyped up and ready for the big one that they're going to launch on us. And I've got a clip where they said, guaranteed the next 3 years, massive worldwide outages, cyber attacks, and only a global government that controls everything with AI can save you. So their answer is more centralization to fix the problems of centralization. I've got that clip, but I'll get to that start of the next hour. I want to start drilling through these clips, and there's so many of them that I can't get to all of them, but I'm going to start getting to them. Of Brian Stelter failing up at Harvard Kennedy School and now Davos panel leader with Mnuchin and with EU leaders and others saying, with U.S. congressmen up there on the stage agreeing and nodding their heads, that we're about to outlaw the First Amendment, we're about to outlaw hate speech, which is whatever they define as denying shots, denying open borders, replacement migration. They've got bills introduced to put you in jail for 5 years, federal felony, if you say there's a U.N. plan for replacement migration, which is an official U.N. plan. And I have the clips of that. So, I mean, it is an orgy of, yeah, we're taking all your rights. And let's just get started with it. Here's the first clip. European Commission VP Vera Jourova of the WEF. Illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S., I think, that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. And it's already the EU telling big tech over here, and of course they're all part of it, to censor and control, or they'll charge them criminally. So that's how this works. And our government won't stand up and say, no, our companies are shielded because they're part of it. And so they then use it as an excuse to take all of our rights. And we de facto go under EU, UN control, and the UN's all over the news. I played it yesterday saying, oh, the UN runs the speech. The UN controls everything. The UN is already controlling big tech, and we're censoring all these things. Again, it's just totally not just illegal. It's an outside takeover. Here she is.
Well, we need the people who understand the language and the case law in the country. Mm. Because what qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S., I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. We need the platforms to simply work with the language and to identify such cases. The AI would be too dangerous.
And I know it's Manchin. I like to call him Mnuchin. Here's Manchin. Now listen to what he says here. The problem we have is the open press system. So here's a senator from West Virginia. The problem we have here is the open press system and basically all the platforms. That's the problem. Here it is.
The problem that we have is the open press system and basically all the platforms. So if you're able to have five platforms, social platforms, that you can basically personify the extremes, somebody who is extremely right or extremely left, and it seems like that is the majority speaking. They're not the majority, but they're basically driving everybody to make a decision. What side are you on? Are you on this side or this side? And in America, there's only one side, the American side. It's not the Republican side or Democrat. We should be coming together to solve the problems from a different angle.
But they're not solving the problems. They're sabotaging us. And then here's Al Gore. Al Gore, all anti-climate businesses must be destroyed and reined in by the unelected gods, the WWF, World Wildlife Fund. Only what your new masters decide is acceptable should be funded and survive. Governments listen to these lunatics. They don't listen to them. They put them in power. It's a corporate global takeover, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Al Gore.
Enough already. Enough. And I don't want to get sidetracked onto what needs to happen, but we need to scale up climate finance, but we need desperately to scale down anti-climate finance. And we are still subsidizing the burning of fossil fuels globally at a rate 42 times larger than the subsidies for the shift toward renewables and EVs, et cetera. We need new leadership at the World Bank. We need them to scale up the leverage and vastly increase the amounts that are committed. And we need to rein in the anti-climate activities of the fossil industry.
So this is the private central banks and the Rothschilds cutting off our energy to make us poor and control us for the universal basic income so they can dictate every facet of your life for depopulation. And what makes us poor here will kill billions of people at every actuarial table that's been looked at. Elon Musk criticizes WEF Chairman Schwab's call to be masters of the future, masters of our bodies. And they also said, we played the clip earlier this week of Harari saying, we'll take over your bodies whether you like it or not, and the future is not human. Again. These people are absolutely out of control. Here's Davos WEF Open Forum in Harmony with Nature. Bastian Giraud, member of the Swiss National Council, breaks down the need for 15-minute smart neighborhoods, as he called them sustainable districts, so that people don't need to own a car. You'll be locked in them. They'll be charged to leave it. I mean, it's insane. Here's another one. Republican Congresswoman Maria Salazar says, at the WEF, we need to give dignity to the 13 to 15 million illegals living in America. So they shut down the third world for years during the lockdowns, not just months like here, years. They've done surveys in Reuters. 90-something percent say they're coming here because they were farmers or whatever and never could have a job and were starving to death. So I'm not even against most of these people coming. I'm against the human smuggling, the child trafficking, the Democrats bringing in, like they did in Europe, the globalists, a permanent underclass they control. And breaking our borders and cutting our wages and hurting everybody, including them. So here's the people destroying these folks, saying we need to give them dignity. Go ahead and roll that clip.
The whole of the immigration system. Because not only we need those hands, like the Congress, like a senator was saying, but we need to also give dignity to those people who are in the country. And those are the people that I represent. We're talking about 13, 15 million people who are, most of them Hispanics, I would say 85%, who speak my language, look like me, and sound like me, that are contributing with the economy of this country, and they live in the shadows. So it's time to seal the border, like she said, put order, let's see who comes in and who doesn't, and then turn around and give dignity. That doesn't mean tap to citizenship. That means to include them and make them dignified members of our community.
Thank you.
By the way, that's been their plan, the same thing with Europe that's 10 years ahead of us with the open borders, is you open the borders for a couple of years, flood everything, have homeless people everywhere, crime, human trafficking, and say, hey, we're going to seal the border, but we're going to give everybody an app through the UN and through Health and Human Services and through the Border Patrol, through ICE, through HHS or DHS, and we're going to just let them come. So the border's sealed. So citizens can't get out now. Oh, it'll be sealed. Don't worry when they're done. It's just, it's one way. You can come in, you can't leave. Unless you've had all the shots and all the controls they let you. And they're banning domestic travel all over Europe in aircraft because that's for the earth. And they're saying, oh, all these cities banned by 2025 non-electric cars and no delivery vehicles or no taxis are allowed to be gas-driven or diesel-driven or even natural gas-driven. By the way, I'm all for natural gas-driven cars. I remember like 20 years ago, cities were buying those fleets. They are cleaner. It's super cheap. It works great. And we can really develop better technologies for natural gas for cars. Totally clean. But it puts out carbon dioxide that they've listed as a pollutant. We're going to go to break and come back with this. It's beyond epic. I'm going to get to more of their clips, more of their quotes. I'm going to get those clips that I mentioned earlier in the Fox News piece where they're just openly declaring war on InfoWars and on you and admitting that we've hurt them bad. So you've done this. We've got a fighting chance. But support us. The fundraiser's still live. We need more funds. We need to raise at least a couple hundred thousand more dollars in the projection for the next month for what we brought in yesterday. Because I didn't really harp on stuff. I had a bunch of great guests. We had a huge new listenership come in yesterday. That was very successful. But I did big mistakes like not having a graph for how much money was coming in. That always makes people donate because they can see it go up as it happens. I just forgot, didn't tell them to do that. And so my fault. But very successful emergency broadcast yesterday. But not successful at raising funds, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support. A lot of amazing products, a huge sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.